At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
My memory is when something was is based on sporting events. How do you know that was 2009? Oh, that was the year Ireland won the Grand Slam. It's like, oh, weird.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, another top-level referee calls time on their career, another England stalwart retires from international rugby, and there's some reorganisation happening at the DHL Stormers. First up today, Matthew Rinal has announced his intention to quit refereeing. While still just 42, the Frenchman has racked up 350 games as an official over a 17-year career. He'll oversee a 50th and final test match of his career during the July window, in the process becoming just the 13th referee to reach that milestone. During his career, Rinal has been to three World Cups, the last two as a referee outright. He's been on two Lions tours, eight Six Nations, and was only last year named the Top 14 Referee of the Year. Speaking to France Rugby, Rinal said, "I'm nearly 43 years old and everything I wanted to do in refereeing, I did. Three World Cups, a British Lions tour, the Six Nations, the Rugby Championship. If I continue, it would only be redoing what I've already done." Continuing the retirement theme, and just a couple of weeks after reaching a century of England caps, Danny Kerr confirmed he'd played his last game of international rugby. The Harlequin scrum half reached that milestone coming off the bench in England's Six Nations win over Ireland. Kerr's last cap came in Lyon, where England were beaten by France. His England debut came at Eden Park in 2008 against the All Blacks, and he helped England win three Six Nations titles during his time with them. News of Kerr's retirement came hours after he was linked with a potential summer move to Perpignan. Ulster aren't the only URC side in flux above their playing staff. Their next opponents, the DHL Stormers, have confirmed that they're rearranging their own furniture. It all follows the purchase of a controlling stake in Western Province Rugby by the Red Dyza Consortium. Head coach John Dobson has seen his remit widened. He's now the Stormers' Director of Rugby. Johan Leroux, a member of that Red Dyza Consortium, has been installed as Stormers' CEO. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrades to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last. Vodacom Bulls Director of Rugby Jake White has described Friday's top-of-the-table URC clash with Leinster as a test match. The Bulls sit second in the URC following wins in each of their last four outings, including away to the Dragons last week. With a host of Ireland players likely to return for Leinster this week, White knows his charges will be up against it at the RDS come Friday night.
It's a great benchmark for us to see where we are as a group. You know, it's a away game, playing against a really good team. I mean, bulk of that team played for the Irish team, have just won back-to-back Six Nations. A bulk of that team have beaten the box in the World Cup. They didn't win the World Cup, but they still had the recognition of beating the team that ended up winning the World Cup. I know it's going to be a great test match for us and a great test to see how good we are.
And finally, Louis Rees-Sammet appears to be edging closer to nailing an NFL contract. The Wales winger has signed a management deal with Jay-Z's Roc Nation Sports. Rees-Sammet was due to visit with the Kansas City Chiefs today, following similar stints with the Cleveland Browns, New York Jets and Denver Broncos. Along with the likes of Rory Beggin, Charlie Smith and Mark Jackson, Rees-Sammet is part of the NFL's International Player Pathway Program. Unlike those trio of GAA-bred kickers, Rees-Sammet has been trying out as a running back, wide receiver and returner. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Dove Men Plus Care, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.